6M. Listen to the story and take notes on how the following words are relevant. In pairs, retell the story by using the words.
So, you're looking for summer work at Tech Exports Limited?
That's right.
And the reason?
Well, I need the money, to be honest. I'm a bit strapped for cash at the moment.
I see. Well, you worked here last summer and, according to your supervisor's report, your time with us was, not a great success.
Really? What's he say?
Poor timekeeping for a start. Oh. Lateness seems to have been a recurring issue.
That's not fair. See, I just got this new computer game. Totally hooked I was. Yeah. Up all night playing. Yeah. It wasn't easy getting up for work. I thought old Toddy would show some sympathy.
Mr. Todd. Your supervisor's name was Mr. Todd.
Fine. What else does Mr. Todd have to say?
Well, he was concerned about a lack of commitment to the tasks you were assigned.
Oh, that's because he never gave me anything important to do. Mm. It was just updating files and answering the phone, stuff like that.
You were a summer worker. What did you expect? We're not going to fly you to Japan to negotiate a new purchasing agreement. Now, it says here that you were rude to customers.
Only the grumpy ones.
And that you lacked team spirit.
They were all so old in that office. Ancient. We had nothing in common.
I think it's fair to say you're not a people person.
I am if people are nice to me.
It also says you watched movies in company time, you ate the secretary's packed lunch twice, and you photoshopped Mr. Todd's head onto the picture of an ostrich.
That was hilarious. You should have seen it.
I did. You posted it online for the whole world to see.
Look, is there anything positive in that report about me? Anything at all?
Well, it does say you tried to fix the coffee machine.
There you go.
But you broke it in the first place.
It took ages to make one tiny cup of coffee.
It took a week to put right the damage you caused, and the company invoiced us £200 for repairs.
Oh.
In short, you're lazy, uncooperative, incompetent, and a definite liability when it comes to customers and to machinery.
That's a bit harsh.
But in spite of that, I'm going to give you a job for the summer. What do you say?
Thanks, Dad.